Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is a Best of Brian Lehrer show, highlighting some of our favorite recent segments. Here's one from a show we did earlier this summer in WNYC's new live venue, the Jerome L. Green Performance Space. So we won't be taking any calls, but our comments page is always open at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. Welcome back to our broadcast live from the Jerome L. Green Performance Space here on the ground floor of 160 Varick Street in Lower Manhattan, with a live audience on the radio and streaming video online at WNYC.org. Come see us on your computer if you like. And still with us is Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace reporter for the New York Times and author of The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. You just heard us talk about doubling up. And that post on our Uncommon Economic Indicators project, where listeners can post their observations about the things they notice all around them that indicate the recession's effects, both good and bad. This project has been going for about 6 months now, with over 600 stories, photos, and videos added to our story archive from more than 400 contributors. So we thought we would spend some time right now highlighting a few various Uncommon Economic Indicator contributions and see what Stephen Greenhouse has to say about the project, and kind of contextualize some of these posts with the knowledge that he's gained from the reporting that he's done. We've actually invited a few of the contributors to join us in the audience today. And for those of you watching in-house or watching online, you'll be able to see us navigate the Uncommon Economic Indicators website and see the posts yourselves. So go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for that live streaming video one more time. We will start with Charlie Shopsis. Charlie, are you here? Stand up.
Hi.
Where's Charlie? There he is. Yep. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. Hi, Brian.
Good. Thanks for posting to your Uncommon Economic Indicators. And tell us about what you posted.
Okay. As New York cat lovers know, there are rescue organizations that work with local pet stores. And the rescue organizations will rescue homeless cats, put them on, check their health, and then put them on display in pet stores so that they have a chance of being adopted. I wandered into one of those pet stores and saw two beautiful, friendly cats in a cage together, and read the placard that the rescue organizations put on these cages. And the placard describes both the character of the cats, or the personality, and their history. And this particular placard said that these cats were adopted from that rescue organization 4 years ago by a woman who now has lost her job and then her home, and therefore had to give up her cats. They've gone back to this rescue organization. So there they were, these beautiful cats. The placard didn't say anything about what happened to the woman.
And sure enough, people are giving up their pets more in this recession, and that's why it's not just heartbreaking and heartwarming story, but it's an economic indicator.
Yes.
Yes. And Stephen, this post was one of the ones that you flagged when we first showed you the Uncommon Economic Indicators project. Why did this catch your eye?
People love their pets. And when someone's forced to give up their dog or their cat because, you know, they can no longer pay their rent or can no longer afford, you know, to pay to buy pet, you know, pet food, you know, I don't want to sound, you know, it really brought tears to my eyes. And they had that wonderful picture of the cat in the picture. And it said, you know, there's almost something, you know, we reporters often write about statistics. You know, unemployment rate is up to 9.4%. Unemployment in the nation's 14 million. What's wonderful about the website is it's almost novelistic. There are these little details, almost aperçus, that a novelist writing about the recession would say, that's a great detail. You know, I didn't think of that. I didn't see that. You know, in the website, there's that sign of a Thai restaurant, you know, offering a 30% discount to the unemployed.
Right.
You know, people, you know, there are these amazing details where the recession is all around us, and in many ways, people are trying to help out.
Absolutely, and that's why one of our categories is Bright Spots. and we do find wonderful expressions of human generosity and altruism in the midst of the recession, in addition to a lot of the trouble. Okay, our next in-house contributor is Elaine Petrowski, who pointed out in her post Elaine's not here. So the next post that we will highlight, two of them really, are two that Stephen flagged for us. On June 14th, Susan S. from Manhattan wrote in to report that, quote, "I just returned from a doctor's appointment, and I was shocked to discover that the economy has affected my medical care in a way that to me is unbelievable. When I was asked to produce a needed urine specimen, I asked for a drink of water to help me. I was told by the doctor that due to cost cuts, they were no longer offering water to the patients. I said that I was willing to drink tap water, but was told that they no longer provide paper cups for drinking." And then on May 16th, Mary wrote in again to point out how two different businesses were trying to cut corners. She was at her local bar, and they ran out of straws. So someone suggested that they run to the McDonald's down the street and get some. Turns out the McDonald's no longer put out straws. They hand you one when you actually order your drink, at least at that McDonald's. So here you have the bar trying to cut costs by getting their straws from McDonald's, and then McDonald's one-upping them entirely. So, Stephen, are you seeing this sort of nickel and diming in business practices?
Somewhat. I mean, we've seen, you know, belt tightening for years and years in businesses, but we're seeing a tightening in many ways. You know, companies are asking people to take furloughs and salary cuts. Companies are not, you know, longer as generous, and many companies aren't as generous in offering vacations or days off, or they're cutting back on the perks like free coffee, and you know, cutting straws, and you know, I think some restaurants are not quite as generous as giving, you know, free things before the meal starts.
Audience, any uncommon economic indicators that you've seen along these lines? Did that story ring any bells for you? Make you think, God, I saw something like that? Or if you want to take a minute to think, who here thinks it's okay for the local business to swipe straws from McDonald's? Go ahead and clap. Not much. Okay. Who thinks it's really not okay? The ethics of the Brian Lehrer Show audience. Unbelievable. Even McDonald's, the big, gets protected from theft in the ethical values by the small, even theft by the small. The ethical values of this audience. Any business owners in the audience who are shaving costs in any particular ways? Down here, can we get a microphone right over there?
We're business owners, and we're looking for customers. That's the key to business right now. It's not shaving costs. We've shaved as much cost as we can. We've dropped employees, and we've dropped, you know, we're down to the bare minimum of even phone lines, you know, where we used to have 10 phone lines for our business. We're down to 3 phone lines and are thinking of dropping the fax line, you know, and simple little things like that. But it's the nature of it.
All right, I'll bite. What kind of business do you have, and what kind of customers do you
have? We're public relations consultants, and, you know, our job is to help build other businesses up, but other businesses are unfortunately cutting back on their marketing in this time. They don't necessarily, because the downturn in economy, they're looking for ways to cut their. I'm told by the president here, the company's name is Cogarty Hahn Communications.
That's the wife slash
president.
That's
the president. Right? It's a woman-owned business. And,
all right. And I think also with us in the did anybody else want to mention a business cut, either your own or one you've seen? No. I think we have with us in the green space as well, Lauren Abramowitz. Are you here, Lauren? Yes, Lauren is here, who submitted one of our favorite uncommon economic indicator posts ever. She actually called it in to our hotline. Let's take a listen, and then we'll talk to her.
I passed a dry cleaners the other day on 72nd Street that had a sign in the window that said, "If you've lost your job and need an outfit clean for an interview, we'll clean it for free."
Lauren, what prompted you to call in with that story? Hi.
Well, you know, walking on East 72nd Street, it's a pretty nice neighborhood, and it was a really tiny dry cleaners with a handwritten sign in the window, and I thought that was a really thoughtful and community-creating idea, and I just thought that was, I was listening in my office one day, and I thought, oh, I should call in with that story.
And we're glad you did. And we played it on the air previously. Did you take advantage of this offer? Are you looking for a job?
Since Friday, I am now unemployed, so I might have to go back there.
All right. Well, we let our business owner couple here give a shout out. What do you do, and what kind of a job are you looking for?
I'm a health educator. I'm looking for a job in health education in a school-based setting.
Did you go into the dry cleaners at that time and chat them up about this, or did you just call in and report this?
I just called in to report it.
Your outfit is nice and clean, Lauren.
Oh, thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
And thanks for coming to the Green Space today. Stephen, this is, of course, a silver lining of sorts. We mentioned this briefly before. We're seeing a lot of this in the Post to Our project, that people are banding together. It's probably good for business for that dry cleaner. We don't want to look past that. But also there is a sense of community-mindedness.
Yes, we often talk in the United States about a loss of solidarity, that, you know, Americans don't care enough when other people face economic hard times. But I think with examples like this, we are seeing a type of solidarity. People are trying to help. You know, yes, it's good public relations for the dry cleaner, but, you know, for someone who has to, you know, spend $12, $15 getting a suit cleaned for his or her, interview for a job, it's a nice thing, and will certainly make people feel a real bond with the dry cleaner.
We also had a call in last week, maybe some of you heard it, from a small business consultant who said what businesses really need to do right now is get ruthless. Otherwise, they're not going to survive. So, audience, I'm curious, who thinks the recession has made businesses you come in contact act kinder? I don't hear a lot of applause. Who here thinks that the recession has made businesses act more ruthless? Stephen Greenhouse, go ahead.
I think we're seeing businesses, you know, vis-a-vis customers, trying to, in ways, be kinder, because they're, you know, they're more desperate to attract customers. So in ways, they go the extra mile. I think, though, a lot of employers are more ruthless toward their employees. I don't think many people will dispute that. Although what's different now is in past recessions, we used to see huge waves of layoffs, and we haven't, and not much of an effort of shared sacrifice. There really is a difference in this recession, I believe, where a lot of employers are trying to spread the pain rather than just lay off massive numbers. You know, at my employer, at many other employers, they're asking people to take a 5%, 10% pay cut. And so instead of laying off a lot of people, they cut costs that way.
Listeners, do you have any phone calls for Stephen Greenhouse or our Uncommon Economic Indicator participants? We have a few minutes. We can throw in phone calls just like on any other show, even though we're here in the green space today. Give us a call. Chime in, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Maybe we can even take a few spontaneously observed uncommon economic indicators that you have right now to contribute. The hotline of the air, 212-433-9692. And we have a sample submission right now to the Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest that we've been running. As you've heard us mention over the last few weeks, the deadline for submissions was Sunday, so that is now closed. We received about a dozen great videos, and we want to highlight one right now as an example. Those of you in the audience will be able to see the video. Those listening on the radio can hear the audio and get the idea. We chose one for today that has a standalone audio track that will make sense. So here's an excerpt from the video submitted by St. John McKay, in which he spoke with some religious leaders in his community about the recession. This video is called, When Things Are Looking Down, Are People Looking Up?
Attendance, I didn't see any significant change.
Attendance is up slightly, either even or up slightly.
No loss, no gain.
You know, I think it's very important for the people to know that for Muslims, economic recession is just one of the process in our human's life. So when we are in a good circumstance, we are thankful to God. But if we are in the other side of the situations, we are patient.
I certainly have to keep a better eye on the budget, given that we do depend on the generosity of the faithful and all that. So we're certainly learning to become better stewards of what is given to us.
In our annual campaign to support our synagogue and school was not as widespread. However, we made up any losses by having those of significant means give larger contributions.
Wait, no loss, no gain. That's one of our chants. It is. That's one of the words.
So we saw the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, and the Zen Buddhists at the very end there, saying no loss, no gain, very Zen. And Sinjin McKay, I think I mispronounced your name earlier, you can correct me, is with us in the audience today, the creator of that video. Please welcome the video maker, Sinjin McKay.
Thank you.
With baby. Oh, that was your baby I heard
that's
before.
Me, yeah. Say hello.
Grabbing the microphone.
Say hello. Okay. Yeah, it's actually Sinjin McKay.
McKay.
Yeah.
Forgive me. But
no,
spelled
okay.
M-C-K-A-Y, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Sinjin's the, you know, Mackay's the least of my worries, like correcting that pronunciation because of Sinjin, right?
And what kind of a name is Sinjin?
Old English, kind of like a Shakespearean kind of.
So what inspired you to enter the contest and why did you decide to speak with religious leaders?
I kind of came from the wrong way around. Like I heard about the contest and then I wanted an idea. So I sort of went out hunting for an idea and it took me a while and I was racking my brains and then I passed the church that's featured in that, which is just a couple of doors down. And I thought, yeah, what's happening to the church and other places of worship in the economy? And so I went in there and met Father Carlos in the back room there. And from there, I just got in touch with like other places in the area, the synagogue and the Zen monastery. They're all on 67th or 68th Street. And then I found out about this mosque on 96th Street. And I went up there and interviewed the imam. I never knew that mosque existed. So it was great to see these places that I had no idea. You know, I'd never seen the inside of a Zen monastery or
that was great. So entering the contest became a learning experience for you.
Oh, very. I learned a lot, yeah.
Which is the best possible thing. Audience, let's hear from you one more time. Who out there has become more religious because of tough economic times? Anybody sitting here?
No, that was the answer just seems kinda. It seems to be the answer, really.
Kinda, mostly,
yeah. Well,
out there.
Well, there's a bit that I didn't show. I talked to a street vendor who sells Christian Bibles, and he said that he's selling more Christian books because people are going for the real answer, and they can't trust the government, they can't trust anybody else. The only answer is up, God. So that was the beginning, but the audio was bad.
Sinjin McKay, thank you for making the video, and thank you for coming in. Oh, what's your baby's name?
Malachi.
Hi, Malachi.
Say hi.
Almost. He thinks it's a lollipop. Puts it to his mouth, but doesn't say a word. And as we mentioned, the video contest is over, but we're going to continue to highlight some of the entries on the show, and you can view all the submissions on the Uncommon Economic Indicators homepage, which is found at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Again, about a dozen videos up there now. And then soon, you, our listening audience, will be able to vote for winners. And then the final winner will get their film screened as part of a rooftop film summer film screening series. And runners-up will receive lunch by the Dumping Diva, the Dumpling Diva, not the Dumpster Diving Diva, but the Dumpling Diva, Marja Sampson, at the Kitchen Club in Soho, or a WNYC gift bag. I'd rather have the dumplings. Again, you can see all the entries at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And, of course, stay tuned for more of our Uncommon Economic Indicators project. Gosh, our time has gone by so, so quickly. Can we sneak in one phone call here? Who should we go to? Okay. Can you put up Kara in Washington Heights? Kara, we have 30 seconds. Kara, are you there?
This is Tara. I'm calling because my son, who's 4, got very ill 2 years ago, and he's been in and out of the hospital, so I haven't been working. And my husband's job was made part-time just in December. And what I wanted to say was that my son's nursery school in the Bronx, the Marble Hill Nursery School, stopped charging us tuition.
Wow.
And their teachers haven't taken any kind of salary increase, and they're struggling as hard as they can, but they decided to just do that for us out of incredible kindness.
Malachi likes it. He says, wow, free nursery school, I'm going. Kara, thanks a lot for calling us. Stephen Greenhouse from the New York Times, you're going to get the last word here. your book, The Big Squeeze, Tough Times for the American Worker. You've heard some tough times and some heartwarming times.
Clearly, the recession has created some very tough times for lots of New Yorkers and others. My sense is there are two silver linings. One, as we hear, as the caller suggested, it has brought out the generosity in a lot of us. I think the second thing is that for years, the nation was ignoring the problems that that typical workers, moderate income workers, are facing, as Barbara Ehrenreich pointed out. And I think the recession has made the nation really focus on, hey, there are a lot of people out there who are really struggling economically.
And listeners, I think you get the idea. Our Uncommon Economic Indicators Project is an information site and it's a community building site. So add your photos, videos, stories. Stephen Greenhouse, thank you very much. To all our Uncommon Economic Indicator contributors, let's have a great round of applause for them. Brian Lehrer at the Green Space.